is Noach. Eid HaTov is Noach. Isa B'Medrash. Eid HaTov is Noach. Noach. Lo Yitzroch Leimel, Eid HaTov is Noach. Shem Chom Yofes. Why does it say twice? Eid HaTov is Noach. Noach. Double. And the Noach Eloi, Noach Eliyahu. Noach Eliyahu is Noach Elibanim. Noachel Eila, Noachel Sata, Lamar Lamata, Noach Boil Mazeb, and Noach Boil Mabah. This is the Medrash. Pasach Vaoma, Eila Tobus Noach, Zea Elodosh on Noach, Noach. Meaning, Shoiz Nachas Ruach Echad, Azai Nasim is a Oid Nachas Ruach. You make one Nachas Ruach, so then comes another Nachas Ruach. Kol Mishu Ruach Abriyas Noich Amen, Ruach Amokim. The same Bechina, Noich Lama, Lamach Mat. Hayin, Shoiz Shishar Oizu Kol Masal, Dilaz Nachas Ruach Amokim. And the Yid, all his Maisim, in order to do Nachas Ruach, to Rabbi Nishleinim. Abishin Amagish on Nachas, Vatainuk, Rak Shoiz, Bemitzis Abboira, even if he doesn't do, he's not Magish any Nachas or Tainuk. Just that he's doing Rotz Hashem. As always, like God Shpoch, she yagish nechaz ruach v'taynuk b'avidos. I said, it's important to McDonald Chlal, to Bash is Noach, which explains this in the Kudu as well. Nice. Taka, when straight after it says Noach, Noach, twice, it says it's Tzadik, Tomim. Tzadik is Tzadik, Kudush Zabris. And Tomim is also, Avram Venus, Halach Lefana, Yeveh, Yesomim. I've discussed many times with you that Tmim is the middle of Tmim, is middle of Tomim, is middle of Shleimus. The Targum of Tomim is Shleim. It says by Yovel Yaakov Shalim. In Targum says it. So the Shlim means Lamala Lamata. That's the Targum of Shlim. Bereshis Bara Elokim is the Shemayim is Oretz. Like Shanab the Torah says, well, Oretz, just Oretz is Toiv Avoy B'Choshech. The whole Pagama of Darim Babel was, but the Shach is Oretz, meaning that the whole Musug of Oretz, the word Mishchas, the whole Musug of Oretz is. The whole musaf of Oretz is to join up to Shemayim. And to do the Pagama Bris, whose poyga makes a period between Shemayim and Oretz, and makes a period between Shemayim and Oretz, Oretz stays by itself. Oretz stays by itself, was Toyev Avoy B'Choyshech, up in Yisrohim, and that was the Bechen of the Mabul. The Bechen of the Mabul was about Tishachis Oretz. Rashi says Tishachis Oretz is the Lashon of Aroyus, of Pagama Bris. The Bris is the Mechaber and the Mekasha together, Lamala Lamata. And the whole keem of the oil is only when it's Lama Lamata. Noach had the Madrega of Lama Lamata. Everything he did on here was Mischabatu up there. Noach Elayla, Noach Elatatu. How does a person know when it's Maisim or being Maisim Lamata and Maisim Lamala? So it says over here that in person's not Margish, any Nachas or Tainuk, he's only doing the mitzvahs of Boyer and then Kachbaka helps him. If he's Tainuk, we'll discuss the Tainuk comes from Oilma Tainuk. This world is no Tainuk. This world is the world of Ayem Lasoisom. It's the world of doing. And there's this chambrus. And there's this chambrus between Mata Lamala. Then you start feeling tiny. Because tiny really only comes from the Oyama Tiny, only comes from Lamala. The person feels tiny in his Abbasisha, and then he knows that he's Naicha Lamata, Naicha Lamala. That was the Madrega of Noach. We know that the mid of Chain has to do with the Indian of Kudush Zabris. And said also by Yosef. Yosef makes a chain between Kolayim. Chain has to do with the chain, mid of chain. Noach is the same letter as Noach. It's the same letter as chain. But Noach makes a chain between Hashem. That man. So tainug is when a person is mischaber to Ramala. That's where it's mischaber to Ramala tainug. Now is the difference between Noach and Bnei Doira. So forget, the whole difference of Noach and Bnei Doira was that the Bnei Doira, which were looking for tiny down here. They're looking for tiny down here, and there's no tiny down here. There's no tiny down here, forget. That's the destruction. If you're looking for tiny, it's only when you're Maschabe to, only when you're Maschabe Lamal. So somebody's got a tam in Yiddishkeit. Kedush Zabris means he's got a tam in Yiddishkeit because he's Maschashe Lamal. Some of these poigim in the bris is mutak from the mal. Mutak from the mal, you can't stop shouting to feel tanik in his avodah zashem. that was the Noach, Ish Tzadik Tomim. And Noach was Naich Lamal, and Noach was Naich Lamata. So that's really the Noach is also the end of Shabbos, Vayonach, Vayashvi. Because Shabbos is where a person, Shabbos is where there's a mitzvah of Oynik. Why is there a mitzvah of Oynik on Shabbos? Because Shabbos is in the Elam Haba, Elam Haba is the Elam Tainuk. During Shabbos, a person can feel Tainuk in his life down here, because the Elam Haba comes down. A person can feel a time, can be Magish a time. Magish a time of Oynik, of Elam Haba. It's Magish a time that's the end of Shabbos. Shabbos is Noach, Vayonach, Vayomashvi, as our coach says. So, Noach corresponds to that Nakuda. The more a person closes himself up from the world down here, the more he doesn't see the world down here as a Metzias, the more he's Miskasha to the Olam Lamala. The more he's Miskasha to the Olam Lamala, then he's Miskasha to the Olam Atayinu. That's the Nakuda. It's Nakuda of Lushta Brisa. It's Nakuda we say of Yaakov Avinu as well. Sulam Mutsavatsa, Rosh Magia, Shemaim, and Malach, Likim, and Lavi, and Boy. The whole Musul of Yaakov Avinu was that he was Mechaba together. He was Neichel Olyonim and Neichel Tachdoinim. Which is Yaakov Avinu, is Bechim Shabbos, Vachatich, and Achos Yaakov Avicha. Yitzchak Avinu, Bechlal, was no Musul of Tachdoinim, Bechlal. Yitzchak Avinu was Menutuk completely from the world. Somebody who's Boy Beshaw, he's Mesanik down here, but he's Mesanik from Hecher Inyan. That's the Madriga of Yaakov Avinu. A person feels tiny in something, feels chias in something. Yaakov Avinu leimes means he felt chias in things. A person's kaddish in the Shabbos means he feels chias in his Avetz Hashem because he's in kusha to Chai Netzach. That's why Hogufa Pagama Bris is a b'chino of Ritzicha. And Vatal is a b'chino of Ritzicha. It's a b'chino of killing the chias. Every person's got chias. And he kills his chias by Alidev, his poigim and bris. He doesn't feel anymore, he loses his whole chias in his way. The whole world getting destroyed by the Mabel means the world lost its chias. There's no chayim left in the world. There's no chayim left in the world. That's the dagger of Rishon, Mechayim, Kurim, Mesim. There's no chias in the world. And therefore, the Rebbeinu Shlomo's got to bring the world to a total standstill. And then when the world comes to a total standstill, only the people who are dovuk to Hechrevel, only the people dovuk to the Elam HaTainuk, only they can stay alive. And that's the dagger of Noach. Noach went into the Teva and Mabul. Discussed before that the klipa of Parshas Noach, that's where the Dar Flava comes in, because the Dar Flava is also making the Migdal to Kasha together. He wasn't trying to make a Noach Elunir Naita. He wasn't trying to be Miskasha to Tchela Katayne. He was trying to bring down Hashpos, that it should be able to stay down here and have all Hashpos from Hashemayim. Everybody wants the Hashpos from Hashemayim. Nobody wants to be miskasha to something lamala. They want the hashpos to come down here and kill the left down here. It's a shaykhs of the Dara Mabul, the Dara Flava. The Dara Mabul was that they were poigim in the idea of not being miskasha to the lamala. The Dara Flava were miskasha to lamala by and then a kuda of trying to make a kuda. You have to know that the Musil of Shamayim is a Musil, as we said, is a Musil of the Olam HaTainu. It's a Musil of a tiny of the Olam. Sachini, that the more persons misbattle themselves, the more tiny that they feel. Being Miskasha to Shamayim means to be misbattle oneself completely from the High Alma. Misbattle oneself completely from the High Alma, the more bitter there is, the more fire he feels. Shemayim is made from his words, Eishemayim. Mayim we know is bitl, Mayim is anova. Chalchayim wakam gvayim wakam nomach. Eish we know is tainuk, taiva. That's the bechel of Eish. Eishemayim, Shemayim is Eishemayim. Meaning the more you must battle yourself, is the more you're going to feel. I'm a mistake of tainuk. Discuss often the Mizbeach. Noach came out of the table, the first thing he did is he built the Mizbeach and made a korban. Because Mizbeach is to be Miskasha together. The whole Dara Mabul came about because it was only Oris. Oris is Toyev Havoy Vachoshech. You have to make his Chabros and his Kashrus. How do you make his Chabros and his Kashrus? Through a korban, you make his Chabros and Noach. Now, both Chabros and his Kashrus. What does a korban do in Maaseh? Afal pi she'esh yored ben ha-shamayim mitzvah l'chavi ben ha-edit. Eish coming out from Shemayim means that Eish is the chelik of Shemayim. That chelik of Shemayim, which is Eish, which is the tainuk, which is the taiva l'ki. It's the Eish, tainuk l'ki. So you do have the Yetzirah that came, The Yitzhahara came out, the Gemara in Yuma tried to kill the Yitzhahara. Kill the Yitzhahara came out from the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is a makam of Zeh Lo Mazeh. So, Pshat is, when a person brings up a korban, he burns his own tainuk. It's the Mabul Dika tainuk. He burns the tainuk that comes from with what? With the ish that comes down from Shemayim. And then a person feels the b'chinah of teichei rotzu v'ahava. That's the Shemayim. You make it as chabrus, you have to have bittel, and then you can feel the tainu. So say, av bish einem magish, shum nachas, a tainu. You know, he doesn't feel any nachas and tainu, rak sh'oyser b'mitzvus aboyer, that comes from the Noach, the Mat of the Noach and the Malach. Ish is always a tainuk. But I must say the tainuk can only come when there's a bittel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the whole vart of all the chukim, you do it b'teich ha-chok, you do it because it's a chok on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe then you zoche to feel the tam. Every time you do this bittel, the person does tshuva, the person does the tachas and tshuva is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is mamash yom of the biggest tainuk. Yom Kippur is a yom of the great time. Person gets the more bittel there is. Korban, you kill your makrif yourself. The more bitla there is, the more melee you. That's mamshech and eish to come down from Shemayim. It's mamshech and eish. Eish is taiva. Taiva coming down from Shemayim means the taiva of a likus, a taiva for Avodah Hashem. That was the Avodah. That was the Avodah of Noach. Say this where the good, that was the good began of Chom. Like that was Erebus Aviv. That was after the Mabul, that was the biggest Aveira. After the Mabul, that was the biggest Aveira. Because the whole dot of the Mabul was there. You're looking for Tanugim down here. You're looking for Tanugim down here in the world. You're not looking Tanugim to go up. That was the whole began. The began of Chom was the began of Galus Erebus Aviv. After the Mabul, it was a time where the only time they got to be clawed, or the only time they can come from. Can come from the Mala, can come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a musig of after the Mabul, going back to that. That was the Bechina. That was the Daruga. That was the Avla of Chum. That's why he was cursed. He was cursed. Eved Avodim Yelechov. And Eved is somebody who's Einim. Is not Ben Yishuv. He's not in his Mokum. He's not a Ba Yishuv over here. So Avda Behefkeir Nichele. Moras is Gittin. Eved is Nicha Behefkeirus. He's Nicha Behefkeirus because Hefkeirus means he's not an Ish Yishuv. After the Mabul, where the son is Vara, that Fakir looking for Tanugim destroys the whole world, destroys the Yishuv Oilam. So after the so claw that Tivus and Hefkeirus breaks the whole Yishuv Oilam. And then Chom was Megala again, Nachamu. So his Einish Minta Kenegad Midda was that his descendants are not B'nai Yishuv. They're Fkiri Nichelu, and they're not B'nai Yishuv. Only a person's got Tanug Elyon, so he's in Skashin. That's the whole key of the Priya. Only when there's Skashis between Shemayim Oretz. Bereshis Bara Lekim is the Shemayim Oretz. Bereshis, the first thing you have to know, you have to be in Skashin, the Shemayim Oretz. When you mal the Oretz into Shemayim, when you make the Skashis, is then that keeps the world going. Now the whole world of the Dor HaFlaga was the whole pagam of the Dor HaFlaga was that you're telling a person to be mischaber the whole time to Shemayim. So from a gashmistic point of view, is you're taking him away from being an ish yishav down here. If a kid, you're telling him the whole time that the person's got to be mischaber and to learn yonim to the yonim. So you're taking him, you're taking him away from, you're making him go on nishkan she yishav down here. Emes is faket. Emes is the whole key in Ha'olam is only if a person's got the Heshtoik of Kustel Yoyim. That is the key, that is the Yishuv Ha'olam. The Yishuv Ha'olam is only if a person's got it, if a person's got Chukul Yoyim. That's how the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world. Oretz is in Russian Rats. Oretz is in Russian Rotzoin. Rotz is the last is Rotzoin Baal. Meretz Rotzoin Pinyal. The whole key of the world is based on a person being Oisketin from this world and trying to be Miskashir Lema'alav. That's called an Ish Yishuv. The other person thinks, no, he's down here in Oris, has to be Kuli Aris's dick. Kuli Aris's dick is Oris's a toy of a chesh v'chesh, if a kid, that's the Ashchasa's oilo. Dor HaFlaga wanted to bring the whole, go up and gun of all the Ashpas, and then bring it down here, and to bring all the Ashpas, that you don't have to be somebody who's the whole time trying to. It's a modern Nezak, you know, Baruch Hashem creates the world, puts people in the world, the whole Tachlis of the world is to go out of the world, the Tachlis of the world is to be Mitzchabel El Yainim, it's a very strange biro. That's how Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world. It was a chiluk. Kodesh Baruch Hu is mavdil ma'am elyonim and ma'am tachtonim. And what was left was the ma'am tachtonim was crying. And on being in the meva kama malka, we want to be kama malka. That's a tzura soila. So maybe the Dor HaFlaga argued in that they wanted to make it's the same chet. Dor HaMabul and Dor HaFlaga is the same. It's the same chet. The Dor HaMabul. Daram Abul wanted to leave all to run after the tigers down here. And Daram Abul, the flogger, was going Daga Hecha. They also want to stay down here, but we understand that the Stam the Gashmistik is Achim is Ashras. So we'll go up there, we'll bring all the Ruchnistik is Achim down here. And we'll make a Yishuv down here, Ruchnistik is Achim. But that also goes against the Yishuv, because the whole Daga Yishuv is no, that you should not want to go up and schlep everything down, stay down here with it. It's the person who can't schlep a chukka to go up. So their Einish Midda Kenegad was. But they all dispersed. Also, they lost their yishuv. It used to be Kol Ha'aretz of Achaz, for Machodim, and then they dispersed. Hakadosh Baruch Hu mefazed them in all directions. Mefazed them in all directions. Also, Hepach Yishuv. They all dispersed in all directions. It's a Golus. That's the Klal. The Klal is that an Ish min Yishuv is an Ish that's Mishtokik to be Mechaber Shemayim and Ha'aretz. That's an Ish min Yishuv. These two are various, that came in the same parasha, and the tikkun to these are various. Is noyach, is neichel leila, neichel chaf. That's the inyan of Shabbos. Shabbos is kvius and kiddush shel mokum suda. The inyan of kvius suda on Shabbos. We want to be feeling on Olam Haba. That's our kvius. That's our kvius. That makes us into an yeshiva. Shabbos makes a person into a yeshiva to commit. You do a Shabbos, a person cannot be yeshiva das. Shabbos is made on Olam Haba. Shabbos is a man where a person feels the time of Olam Haba. Shom Yisera. And that's the Yishuv, that's the Kriyas. That's the Kriyas down here. Looking for Yishuv in Gashmi is this Mamash HaShchosa. So it's Noach, Shabbos, Chin. That comes through, we say that comes through the union of Kedusha Lebris. Bris is Mechaba Elyon and Tachtonim together. Yosef Tzadik was made the treasure in Mitzrayim. He was given all the koiches in Mitzrayim to Melech. Yosef Tzadik is Yisod is Yischabrus, and Yischabrus that's a Yishuv. That's a Miyushuv to Kamench. Pharaoh wanted the Miyushuv to Kamench to take care of the country. He got to take somebody who's Kaddish with Kaddish Yisod. He's a Miyushuv to Kamench. He's a Miyushuv to Kamench because he's. He's Mechula, he's Mechaba Shemayim Ha'aretz together. That's what it means. Noich Lamala, Noich Lamato, Noich Noach Bodemazar, Noich Lamabod, making all one Nakuda. Simchas Torah, Rosh Minat Tzoyes comes after Sukkos. Sukkos, Tzeir Dias Keva. We're not trying to stay down here. Okay, the dearest Ara is traveling. After that, you go out to the Sukkah, you come back into your house, Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah is swarming down, is in to jump, in and of Rikudim, dancing, jumping is Kilopsi Yitzir from this world. In other words, when we're leaving the Sukkah, going back into our house, is going back into the usual, we're going back into the usual every day that we're jumping. They were Simchas Torah, they Simchas of. Tatoris kihem chayin v'rachimenu parcha nishmasim. It's the same sira. It's kihem chayin v'rachimenu, but it's parcha nishmasim in Kabbalah Torah. It's kihem chayin v'rachimenu, but in a different term, kihem is that we should make misatzim again. Torah is the kli that gives this nakud, that gives this balance. That on one hand, it's kihem chayin. It's Torah's vayera lokiyim hashishi, being on the shishi of Sivan. Because if there's no Torah being learned in the world, it's chayzla Torah of on one hand, Torah is Kim Chayeno, it's a chain, Torah is Psamemis Atzmele, Torah is Psachuka that takes us out, it's a Parchim Shmasim de Gazach. Yeah, Parchim Shmasim de Gazach, that's a Miyushab de Kimach. I'm a Paziza, the Gemara says over there. It's an Amma Paziza is a healthy for Yeshua. That's the chiyus of the Bria that Tzakot Shvorach created. The Bria that Tzakot Shvorach created the whole world like that. The more person goes out of himself, the more person is in Allah, is the more person is becoming Me'anshei Yishuv. The Bible says today, you see the Farish, okay, the more Tivers, you're going to think the more Tivers down here, the more Me'yushuv Dikah the people are. Who are the members of Me'yushuv Dikah people in the world? The Rachin stick or the Gashmi stick of people? Who are the people who are furthest away from crime and furthest away from Geneva and furthest away from all in Yana which are Chosmi Yeshua? A tzaddik is somebody who's mushrush. If the whole world would be tzaddik, it would be the best world. It would be the Yeshua Dekabel. You wouldn't need the police force. The police force is only meant for the police force will tell you that they're looking for all the people who are destroying the world. How? By trying to become as much Anshei Yeshua in Boretz. The more you try to build the Oretz, the more likely it is that you're coming onto crime. See, that's the Yisod of the Torah. That is the Sodaimik of Rishis Bar Lakimis Hashemayim is Oretz. That is the Shtelos that Tzakot Shvach or Shtelos. If you have Oretz, you're looking for Oretz, you want to be a Meyushev, an educated person. All these people that send their children to universities because they want their children to be educated, to people, to be civilized citizens, and they come out of university on drugs and Ganavi. That's the Nakuda. You want to be a civilized person, and Shisha, it's not how Rabbi Shalom created the world to be civilized. It's Spanish, does it? The Tichnun HaBriya doesn't work like that. Tichnun HaBriya works. A civilized person is a person who's always continued from this world. You can say in B'nai Brak that there's no police force in B'nai Brak. People are poor, people are not B'nai Yishuv, people are Ba'adovik and Torah. They don't know how to get Parnasa, it's the whole world, it's just Mamishishkan Yishuv de Katan. There's no crime. That's the Oymik of Lenechtan Gzadinim El Aragezel. You're looking to live an artistic life, because you're destroying the world. Destroying the world. To live an artistic life, you're destroying the world. Got to live a life. There's got to be the life of Chuka, and that is the key. That is the key. Noach was able to be the one who's meyash of the world. He was able to be the one who's meyash of the world again.
Stepping in my bracha says the mikdash they say.
Where?
In bracha says la
yeah.
Ad ayilam.
Yeah, in this mikdash.
Right. So Rashi says. In the kasher, in the mazayah, in the mavah, it's the makam mikdash.
Makam mikdash, yeah. Makam achivah. the Makom Rishon. How well that's the debate around the Beis Hamikdash. Kasha Oedem is. Kasha Oedem means Gilur Rukhni, seeking to be more Rukhni. It's a Mamsha very Tibur, I mean, it's a very Tibur. I always tell the boys, tell their parents, if they let them become more of a Ben Torah, they forget that I have more Nachas, that I have more of a civilized son. There were times when people could fop him, they could say, well, nowadays it's kulei vora. If you don't have Torah, you're not a civilized person. You run after kol type shavuot yom, you get into trouble, and this and that, marriages break up. Everything that's hepecha yishev happens to people who are trying to be miyushev. That's the sort of pashas nayach.
The table, you go on the table, that's they say nowadays the table is an interest, and you lock yourself in.
Lock yourself in.
A hammer.
It's a savior. Yeah. You see, a lot of people, they're looking for manuchas. They're working very hard because they're looking for manuchas. Does it make sense? They want a manucha dik alive. They want to relax. They want to live a gashmis dik a relaxed life. So what do? They work day and night. All these inyanan is a stira. I mean, you want to be an anshish, you want to be somebody who plays golf, you want to be somebody who thinks. So you end up, these people end up being workaholics. They're making more and more money and they don't stop, they don't go on vacation. You're trying to be an anshay yishuv in terms of being yishuv down here. And, in all mazeh, you become the most unusual different person. So that in a mabul, shleshim shum azales, nothing was working. Everything was in a matzav of menucha. That's about. If you're looking for menucha down, if you want to live a life of menucha, you're going to destroy the world. Menucha down here is against the whole chemistry of the world. Looking for menucha down here is against the whole chemistry of the world. So if you're looking for menucha, leishim shum azolis, I'll bring you menucha, says Hashem. I'll bring the whole world back to darga menucha. What does the world look like when it's the darga shem menucha? It looks like a destroyed world. It's got to be Isaac the whole time, scarves of the keep. It's got to be working on himself the whole time, working himself the whole time. But otherwise, it's a. The modern people, let's say you gotta have law, you got degrees, whatever. So Evan Masa, the boy, and those are saying that forget that the Chum are destroying the world. They don't paranona, they don't do this, they don't do that, they're destroying the world. Sheikh Ad Kimmel, you see the Hoysa Lorish Pina there. The whole world is there. Yimimayas and Torah, Yimimayas and how Torah the good life has to go. Zadrabi, you see that they were the Bainayach, they were the Emstik of Bainayach throughout. Sindarga with tefillah. This is a chaloin tasa chaloin. Is in of tefillah. Always called chaloin. Chaloin is loshon tefillah by Chal Moshe. Chaloin is in of tefillah. What is a chaloin? Chaloin is a skashus between Tefillah makes that iskashrus. Tefillah makes that iskashrus between Nama'ala and Matar. And Tefillah brings down the whole Ashfor. Tefillah is the bechina where a person reaches Kiru, he goes out of Spashas Agashmi. So again, you have the same stira. You're going out of the world, and you bring down all the Hashvah. Tefillah is the biggest shtoikikus. The more a person is mishtoikik, the more a person goes out of himself and shtoikikus fakir, the more Hashvah is bringing down, and the more the world looks the world. Probably not the beer with Abu Dazara. So again, well, what is Abu Dazara? Abu Dazara is everything's down here. You have to go. It's down here. Abu Dazara is down here. The Chateiga, all these in Yanamo, it's right down here. It's right down here. As we're saying, how? What is that? Pelem with a beer in Ayala? What's Sassad mentioned us? Sassad, what can he do for us? It means it's saying that you want to try to have everything down here has to garnished. You want to be miskasha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's out of here, that you're going to say you don't have anything, then you're going to have it, then you're going to have everything. And you're going to be oiskatin in order to daven, and then you're going to bring down the whole Ashba. Shema is serious nefesh. Faket brings arichas yomim. All that nekuda. Says that the Parshas Noach should be in the Parsha of Kabbalah Satorah. B'shigam Basa, Parshas Noach is really the Parsha of Kabbalah Satorah. Because that is really the Darga, that is really Kabbalah Satorah. Where was the greatest Chibur of Shemayim Oras? By Matan Torah, by Yerid Hashem Al Sinai. That was the greatest Chibur of Shemayim Oras. And the greatest Chibur of Shemayim Oras, which makes the Tachas Abriya, which was Pascha Zub Masam, people weren't going to die. It was the greatest level of Yishuv, people won't die anymore. It was the greatest level of Yishuv, and that Darga of Yishuv was a Darga of came through Paruch HaMishmosam, came through going out of down there. Haritz Shiyeche Yom Es Esatzmai. That was the Darga of Kabbalah Satorah, Matan Torah. Parshas Noach is the parish which is teaching us this Yisod, that by going out of this world, that's how you make this world into a Yishuv. Going out of this world, that's how you make this world into a Yishuv. So that's why Matan Torah should have been given. Yiru Parshas Noach was the parsha that was Mesugal for Kabbalah Satorah. So it's Mamish the Nekuda of Kabbalah Satorah. Godel Talmud, she may be the day Maisa. Brings to more of a Maisa the convention, brings to more of a practical, brings to more of a Yishuv the convention. The more you learn, the more you become a mensch, the more you become a skadel, the more you become a nishishuv. Say today, it's so clear how you hear people say faket, that it's a big yisod, that this is the yisod, you know, shakala tera kula. The more terdik you are, the more you don't have, the more you don't learn chol, the more you don't learn anything, is the more of a mensch you become. Godel talmish, maybe a day maisa. Gives you the right seichel, it gives you the seichel to get on in the world, it gives you. No greater Yishuv than Avraham Avinu, he's makarot people. Everyone came to eat the meal by him. And he was a mensch, it was oisketim from the world. When you oisketim from the world, then you help the Yishuv much more.
I always tell people, look at the world now, the whole technology world, they only created to make things easier. Internet, whatever it is, buying things cheaper, easier. And they made a carbon on the whole world. People don't have money anymore, and the whole purpose is to get things cheaper, easier. The whole world is
going down. Financially, I mean,
the whole world fell apart. Kids, you know, who knows after the kid, it just destroyed everything. Trying to make everybody's life easier, and it destroyed everybody.
Unbelievable. Anything that's not made the way the Torah is gestellt, is automatic to bring Chor Benoy. That's why the Tzaddikim always, you know, so let's do it the old way, let's do it the old fashioned way, let's do it the it's old fashioned. That's gonna be the key of this door. If you're old fashioned, then you're gonna last on this door. If you wanna be modern, if whatever, you're gonna destroy. I'm sure what happened. You can't be matim yourself against the Torah. The Torah is the stuck of the rice of Alam. It's got to go with the Gidri at Torah. Somebody could do with that. Destroy the world with Gashmi Sabarach Nisan. It was made to be Boina Doyla. Esau was an Ishsodeh. Again, Ishsodeh is working as Ishsodeh. He was a Ritzeach. Oyev Esav, Oyev Menasada, Oyev Meritziche. He was a Ritzeach. He was a real Anshe Yishuv. But I see he was a Ritzeach. It doesn't work together. The winter is the time where you see Kiri Doyle and Bechurmana. That's when a person can steig, and that's where the Eker Bin Noyrim comes from. That's when it rains, and that's where the Eker Hachon, the Eker Zri, and the Shosh and the Briya. He's going to become a destructive person. In a Torahic perspective, there's no matzorim, there's nothing. Either after a person does tshuva, he has to know. As our friend I mentioned, the yishuv, the Torah tells avek, and Torah tells avek a person in a yishuv. I'm yishuv to comment a golden tongue, which maybe they ma'aser. That's the ma'aser. That's the yishuv. That's the olam ma'aser. Olam asiyah. That's yishuv. Through God and Talmud, maybe they may say. The more Torah mitzvahs a person has, it's the less he's going to be chayt. Yeah.